Hello, we are studying from the study of the 10th Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 1. We are in Inner Observation, Chapter 4, Item 18. Inner Observation, Item 18.
Please.
The heading, the whole of reality is contained in Ein Sof and extends existence from existence, and only the will to receive is new and extends existence from absence. Item 18. Know that the whole matter of innovation that the Creator had innovated with this creation, which our sages said he elicited existence from absence, applies only to the form of the desire to enjoy, imprinted in every created being. Nothing more was innovated in creation. And this is the meaning of maker of light and creator of darkness. Nachmanides interpreted the word creator as indicating a novelty, meaning something that did not exist before. You see that it does not say create light, since there is no innovation in it, by way of existence from absence. This is because the light and everything contained in the light, all the pleasant sensations and conceptions in the world, extend existence from existence. This means that they are already included in him. Hence, there is no innovation in them. This is why it is written, the maker of light, indicating that there is no innovations or creation in it. However, it is said of the darkness, which contains every unpleasant sensation and conception, and creator of darkness. This is because he invented them literally, existence from absence. In other words, it does not exist in his reality whatsoever, but was rather innovated now. The root of all of them is the form of the will to enjoy included in his lights, which expand from him. Initially, it is only darker than the upper light, and is therefore called darkness compared to the light. But finally, the klipot, sitra achra, and the wicked cascade and emerge because of it, which cuts them off entirely from the root of life. This is the meaning of the verse, her legs descend to death. Her legs indicate the end of something. He says that in the end, death cascades from the legs of Malchut, the desire to enjoy that exists in the expansion of his light to the Sitra Achra and to those that feed off her and follow her.
Shilot.
Questions?
In.
None.
Tov.
Okay. If not, so should we repeat it or keep going?
Repeat.
Okay, please go on.
Okay, the heading of 18 again. The whole of reality is contained in Ein Sof and extends existence from existence. Only the will to receive is new and extends existence from absence. 18. Know that the whole matter of innovation that the Creator had innovated with this creation, which our sages said he elicited existence from absence, applies only to the form of the desire to enjoy imprinted in every created being. Nothing more was innovated in creation, and this is the meaning of maker of light and creator of darkness. Nachmanides interpreted the word creator as indicating a novelty, meaning something that did not exist before. You see that it does not say create light, since there is no innovation in it by way of existence from absence. This is because the light and everything contained in the light, all the pleasant sensations and conceptions in the world, extend existence from existence. This means that they are already included in Him. Hence, there is no innovation in them. This is why it is written, the maker of light, indicating that there is no innovations or creation in it. However, it is said of the darkness, which contains every unpleasant sensation and conception, and creator of darkness. This is because he invented them literally existence from absence. In other words, it does not exist in his reality whatsoever, but was rather innovated now. The root of all of them is the form of the will to enjoy included in his lights, which expand from him. Initially, it is only darker than the upper light and is therefore called darkness compared to the light. But finally, the klipot, sitra achra, and the wicked cascade and emerge because of it, which cuts them off entirely from the root of life. This is the meaning of the verse, her legs descend to death, meaning her legs indicate the end of something. He says that in the end, death cascades from the legs of Malchut, the desire to enjoy that exists in the expansion of his light, to the Sitra Achra, and to those that feed off her and follow her.
Okay, we have two questions. Okay. Well, Chadera 2.
Good morning, Rav. A question in the matter of innovation. We know there's a rule in Kabbalah that we don't engage in his essence, in Atzmuto. We don't deal in anything that has to do with Atzmuto.
Yes.
That's outside of our range, of our field. But these things that we just read right now, there's still engagement in the Creator Himself, that He has a certain innovation, and it's like He created something that didn't exist beforehand, something that, a quality that's not in the Creator.
Yeah.
So this, if this innovation is, what innovation is it towards the created beings?
It's an innovation towards the created beings. The light that expands from the Creator has an innovation, yes? What isn't in the Creator Himself?
Meaning only towards the created beings there's an innovation. As far as the Creator, there's nothing new.
Right.
Good
morning, Rav, thank you. Can you explain what's written in the end of this?
No.
Last two sentences. He's asking about her legs descend to death. This is the meaning of the verse, her legs descend to death. Her legs indicate the end of something, He says that in the end, death cascades from the legs of Malchut, the desire to enjoy that exists in the expansion of his light, to the Sitra Achra, to those that feed off her and follow her.
Yes.
So,
he's asking, what is this? What is written here?
Her legs descend to death means that the will to receive gradually from the height that comes from Ein Sof and cascades until it becomes the will to receive in order to receive, and that quality becomes death, meaning it turns off the light, it distances itself from the light, and in this way she causes death. That's called descent to death.
She
writes, this is the meaning of the verse, her legs descend to death. Her legs indicate the end of something. It's Malchut, the desire to enjoy that exists from the expansion of his light. To the Sitra Achra, and to those that feed off her and follow her. Meaning that whoever's in the Sitra Achra enters death.
PT 23.
Thank you very much, Rav. Yes, you just answered the same question.
Good. All the best. Ashkelon 2.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav.
I'm
sorry. Existence from absence is the desire to receive, right, Rav?
Right.
Question, in the end of creation, is it supposed to be cancelled and become to existence from existence?
No, the will to receive remains the will to receive. We're only speaking about its connection to the Creator and created being. That's the correction. The Creator created the will to receive.
No.
The Creator himself towards us is the will to bestow, and he created the will to receive, to have an ability to receive from the Creator. Mach 4.
Рав, спасибо за возможность задать вопрос. Вот эти слова, что сначала она только темнее высшего света, и потому называется тьмой относительно света.
These words that are written that it started being darker than the upper light, and then it becomes darkness, and finally becomes the cause for death of the wicked. What is that?
It's a gradual distancing of the will to receive from the Creator. That first isn't felt, almost isn't felt at all. And afterwards, more and more and more, it gets darker and accumulates forces to be more and more for its own self until it doesn't disconnects completely from the Creator, that part, and becomes a place of death.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, he writes about the Creator, who the Creator of light and the maker of light. Why is it called the darkness is the lack of light? Why is it called creation?
Creates darkness because the darkness is a new creation that wasn't there before.
If there's light, doesn't the dark exist inevitably?
But in that light, there's a foundation, a seed, for the future darkness that will be revealed.
What is the addition of the Sitra Achra on the feeling of lack of light?
The lack of light, the Sitra Achra actually adds the reason for the darkness being revealed, that it's all after her.
Mach 3.
Mach 3.
Спасибо. Ну вот, Раф, мы всегда говорим, что творение находится внутри Творца.
We always say that creation is in the Creator.
Отдельное от Творца. То есть, когда он создал творение, он как бы создал.
And creation is also a quality that is differentiated from the Creator.
Мы все равно внутри него. Как? Почему тогда?
When he created the light, he created a quality that was different to him. But we're kind of like inside of him. So why are we saying he didn't change?
Что значит мы внутри него?
I don't understand your geometry. What does it mean that he doesn't exist inside of him?
The Creator created something. On the outside, there's only Creator, and the being is in the Creator. It's a quality that changed in him.
No, we don't talk that way. You can get confused that way. So
how to understand that creation can be completely separated from the Creator if there's nothing but the Creator?
Because the created beings have a opposite quality, and in that quality it's completely differentiated from the Creator.
But still we're in him somehow.
Stop
being a philosopher.
Нет связи между Творцом и
You're being given precise definitions. There's no connection between the Creator and the created beings if the Creator being, created being is a receiver and the Creator is the bestower.
Казахстан, Кыргызстан.
Okay, thank you.
Спасибо, Раф. Подскажите, чем отличается клипа от ситрахры?
Да практически ничем.
What's the difference between the клипа and the ситрахра?
In truth, there is no difference.
Woman Beersheva.
In a way.
One.
I wanted to ask about the connection between two parts of the lesson. The ascend, descent, light and darkness. Is it completely parallel to one another?
Let's say that yes.
So if yes, is there a discernment between Yetzirah and Briah? So is there a difference in ascending in Yetzirah and the descent is Briah?
No. You see why I didn't want to really answer. Because this philosophy is drawing you to all kinds of things that are not realistic.
Moscow 1.
Раф, когда мы говорим, что надо держаться за Творца, это значит обслуживать...
When we say that we need to hold on to the Creator, that means да. To serve created beings?
Оланд 1.
Yes.
What does it mean that the Klipot, the Sikra Achra, and the wicked cascade and emerge because of it? Why does it emerge because of this cascading? Because there is already, let's say, there is a creation. And so the creation is actually the cause of this cascading?
Mavio Nehtachim Ulay? Aklipot, Katuv Kacha, Aklipot, Sitra Achra, Varesha.
It's written that the Klipot, the Sitra Achra, and the wicked are completely sliced off the life. So Kos is explaining that you interpret that sentence.
Because they have a desire to receive, and the root of life is the desire to bestow light. Hence, they're cut off from the light.
So actually creation, so you can say actually creation is actually the cause of this cascading?
Yes. Creation is the beginning of the distancing between the created beings and the Creator. That's why it's called Bria. Apart from one degree to another.
we avoid, let's say, this cascading, or shall we use it correctly? And how can we use it correctly?
No, because this is all done from above. There are no created beings yet. This is still the cascading of the roots of creation. That is not creation itself yet on its own, but rather it's just cascading from its upper root downwards.
Mm-hmm. So how can we discover this cascading?
There's no one to reveal it yet. It needs to cascade and be revealed in the end. And then there'll be someone who can reveal how opposite it is from its root.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rav.
PT 14.
The initial state where we discover this cascading from above is that we're fed and drawn after the Sitra Acha from below upward.
Yes.
PT 24.
All the definitions we're learning about here, it all relates to the way the created being senses reality. Creator, created being, light, dark, it's all about how it
correct.
Feels.
Yes, correct, yes.
Woman Chile.
Buenas noches, Rap. Buenas noches, amigo.
Buenas noches.
Si la existencia a partir de la ausencia viene de la misma raíz, pero no es una nueva criatura.
If existence from absence comes from the same root, but it's not a new creation.
Es uno, único y unificado.
So there's light and darkness. How can you understand that it is the one unique and unified?
שאנחנו
As we appeal to the upper root, when we discover the upper root, along the way we need to change according to the upper root. And then we discover that he is one, unique and unified. That all the differences then disappear and everything returns to being the source of the upper light.
Bilvat.
Only. That's it. Yes, Owen.
In this item, Bala Sulam emphasizes that the darkness and all the unpleasant things aren't, God forbid, in the light, that he creates the darkness. It's existence from absence, something that isn't in him. Why is that important to be so precise that all the darkness and unpleasant things aren't in the light, but he creates them outside of him?
Because to us, light is the source of life, the source of creation. And it is completely light or completely good. And we don't want to emphasize that there's some root to darkness.
But we have a lot of darkness in our light.
What are you telling us about life? I don't know already. It's already truly taking me outwards completely.
So where does it come?
Our life don't belong to Ein Sof or to the light of Ein Sof or to even the darkness of Ein Sof, to nothing.
When it's written at the end of the cascading, what causes that it's completely cut off the root of life? Where are we compared to this?
I don't know, it's not written.
The death of the Sitra Achra, that's waiting for us above?
No. Nothing bad awaits us above. So don't confuse me.
Okay,
let's see item 19.
The title of 19. Because we are branches that extend from Ein Sof, the things that are in our root and pleasurable to are pleasurable to us, and those that are not in our root are burdensome and painful. Again, the title, because we are branches that extend from Ein Sof, the things that are in our root are pleasurable to us, and those that are not in our root are burdensome and painful.
There are no questions for timing. Let's continue reading.
19. We can ask, since this disparity of form of the will to receive must be in the created beings, for how else would they extend from him and shift from being creator to being created beings? This is only possible by the above mentioned disparity of form. Furthermore, this form of the will to enjoy is the primary essence of creation, the axis of the thought of creation. It is also the measure of the delight and pleasure, as we have said above, for which is called a place. Thus, how can we say about it that it is called darkness and extends to the discernment of death, since it creates separation and interruption from the life of lives in the receiving lower ones? We should also understand what is this great anxiety that comes to the receivers because of the disparity of form from his self, and why the great worth about it. To explain the subtle matter sufficiently, we must first clarify the origin of all the pleasures and sufferings felt in our world. Know this. It is known that the nature of every branch is equal to its root. Therefore, the branch desires, loves, and covets every conduct in the root, and does not tolerate and hates any conduct that is not in the root. This is an unbreakable law that applies to every branch and its root, because he is the root of all his creations. Everything in him and that extends from him directly is pleasurable and pleasant to us, for our nature is close to our root. Also, everything that is not in him and does not extend to us directly from him, but rather opposite to creation itself, will be against our nature and will be hard for us to tolerate. For example, we love rest and hate movement to the point that we do not make even a single movement if not to find rest. This is because our root is motionless and restful. There is no movement in him whatsoever. For this reason, it is against our nature and hated by us. Similarly, we love wisdom, power, wealth, and all the virtues because they are contained in Him, who is our root. We hate their opposites, such as folly, weakness, poverty, ignominy, and so on. Since they are not at all in our root, making them despicable, loathsome, and intolerable to us. We should examine how can there be any extension that goes, that does not come directly from Him, but from the opposite of creation itself. It is like a wealthy man who called upon a poor fellow, fed him, and gave him drinks, and granted him silver and gold every single day. And each day more than the day before. Note that this man simultaneously tastes two distinct flavors in the great gifts of the rich man. On the one hand, he tastes immeasurable pleasure due to the abundance of his gifts. On the other hand, it is hard for him to tolerate the abundant benefits and is ashamed when receiving it. This matter causes him intolerance due to the abundant gifts showered on him every time. It is certain that this pleasure from the gifts extends to him directly from the wealthy benefactor. But the impatience that he felt in the presence did not come from the wealthy benefactor, but from the very essence of the receiver. The shame awakened in him because of the reception and the free gift. The truth is that this too comes to him from the rich man, of course, but indirectly. We finished 19.
Okay, so first of all, well,
ladies
first, women, Hebrew 2.
There's something I don't understand from the beginning of our studies from number one, that it said that there's nothing in creation that isn't included in the light of Ein Sof. Meaning everything we feel is in Him. On the other hand, here we learn that there are things that are completely, they don't exist in the root. So what does that mean?
Probably our root is not just like that Ein Sof. There are other additions in the definition. We'll see it soon.
So we didn't learn that yet?
Not yet.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что такое наш корень?
Наш корень — what's our root?
Макшевет Абрия.
Our root is the thought of creation, to do good to His creations, which created us, this thought, in a manner in which we eventually need to receive a very big will to receive, in order to delight from all the filling that the Creator will fill us with. And this will be without any shadow of sorrow.
подниматься каждый раз к нашему корню.
Это мы уже учим дальше.
How to rise to our root every time.
That's something we learn in the continuation. Here we only have definitions. Latin 14.
En.
Sí, None. Gracias querido Rakli Mundial. Mi pregunta es, ¿cuál es la importancia de la disparidad de forma del deseo de recibir en la creación y cómo afecta la relación entre la criatura y el creador? Gracias.
What's the importance of the disparity of form between the created being and the creator and how does it affect creation?
The disparity of form is actually good for us because it is how we begin to feel the distance between us and the Creator and creation and between everyone. And then when we put forth efforts, forces and advance, we acquire the qualities within which we become as one. And then in that we feel what it means that from opposite qualities, similar qualities can be, and from distance, connection can take place, and from the forms of creation that are opposite, we can connect in such a way that we won't have any distance between us, eventually. Okay.
Tov.
All right.
Ken.
Yes.
Wa amar toda.
Aha. Turki tu.
Toda raf. Yaratandan yaratana doğru bir metaforda yaratan bize neden alma arzusu vererek kendinden ayırmıştır?
There's a metaphor here from the creator to the created being. Why did he separate us from him with the will to receive?
Why did the creator
separate us?
Ifrid otano.
Separate us?
Differentiate us. There's a metaphor here from the creator to the created being. Why did he separate us from him with the will to receive?
To begin with, the creator created us in the will to receive. So that we will feel ourselves differentiated, distanced from him. That's why I don't quite understand your question. And our work, our problem is that we need to come closer against that separation to the Creator. Until we are incorporated in him, or adhere to him, until we reach the end of our development.
Beseder?
Okay.
Todara.
Woman Turkey 8.
Sevgili Rav, herkesin manevi kökü iyi midir?
Is the root of each one's soul good?
The root of each and everyone's soul is different to one another, and it's not good. Rather, we need to correct it and reach a state in which we bring them to adhesion to the Creator and between us.
No, 9. Sorry.
Merhaba sevgili Rab. Kökümüzde olan davranışları arttırmaya çalışmak malhutu mu güçlendiriyor? Teşekkürler.
Rab, hayim, leagdil et apiyol yot şekayim. To increase the actions that are in our root, does that give Malchut forces?
Ну, ודאי שכן.
Well, of course it does.
כן.
Yes.
Haifa free.
תודה רב. בסוף הקטע הוא מזכיר...
In the end, he mentions the shame. Does the shame exist only in the created being?
Shame exists only in the created being, in the one that receives.
אבל כל הנבראים מקבלים.
But all created beings receive.
No, there are created beings that don't feel that they're receiving. There are created beings that feel and are not ashamed. But those created beings that receive and are ashamed, they are called created beings.
Latin 1.
Buen día, Raf. La pregunta es, en la alegoría del hombre rico y pobre al final, ¿por qué el hombre
no le enseña a ser como él? Allegory of the rich and poor, why doesn't the rich teach the poor to be like him? And he won't feel that shame.
The rich man thinks that if he will give the poor man what he has, the poor man will be satisfied. And the poor man also may be thought so. But when he starts to receive from the rich man all that the rich man gives him, he discovers that it doesn't fill him because he receives it as a gift, as charity. And there is no self-acquisition here. And therefore it does not fulfill him.
Raf, pero entonces quiere decir que el rico no tuvo la sensibilidad de ver que iba a sentir vergüenza el pobre? Es decir,
does this mean that the rich won't feel that the poor will feel shame? Meaning the Creator is bestowing on us and he doesn't see that we'll feel shame?
We don't talk about the Creator, about what he feels or doesn't feel. We only talk about ourselves.
Turkey 4.
Why is the force of shame felt the most in the will to receive?
Because this hurts his pride, his ego. That's why when he feels shame, it truly drives him crazy.
It's like fire, right? The feeling of shame.
Yes.
Sometimes love can cause shame, but there are times that, how do I say it, that let's say that I want, my biggest desire in life is power. I want power. If I'm lacking power, I'm also feeling shame, but it's not shame and bestowal.
Right.
So how to scrutinize the difference?
There's shame for many reasons. But the shame where I just don't have the strength is not the shame that I need to receive and fill myself. It's not the shame that is revealed that I'm receiving what I don't deserve.
It's
different shame.
Woman Turkey 6.
Selam Rav, selam dostlar. Yaradan'ın bizi doldurmak istediği o büyük arzuya doğru yükselirken hiç utanç duymamanın bir yolu var mı? Teşekkürler.
Rav, shalom.
When ascending in spirituality, the Creator wants to fill our will to receive. So is there a way to not feel shame?
If I do this, I do it by receiving in order to bestow. So to the extent in which I receive more, in place of shame, I feel pride.
Gadlut.
Greatness.
Beseder?
Okay.
Hader Aban.
Rav, אנחנו בעולם הזה, בתוך הדעת, לא מרגישים חושך.
In this world, in our reason, we don't feel darkness, we feel light. But the darkness is what helps us advance the spirituality, is that right?
That's correct.
And faith is what moves us in the darkness to come closer to spirituality even more?
Yes.
Tov, אני רואה...
Huh? Okay, I see.
Info info shelano.
Where is our info? Oh, up on top. Okay.
Mark ve Shai.
Mark and Shai. Please.
Yes, hello everybody. It was important for us to update about coming back to physical studies in Petah Tikva after we got a lot of questions on when we can gather, because we see that different institutions are going back to a routine in Israel, so why aren't we? So according to the what the army announced, we can gather, but only if we have a big enough bomb shelter for the people that are gathering, and if we can reach it within a minute and a half after the alarm, whoever's in Petah Tikva. So we actually made contact with the army to ask, and we asked specifically about our center, what we have a definition of a safe area. So our safe areas are only the bomb shelters on every floor that we have. That's considered a worthy space. And as you know, it's relatively a small room and only a small people can go in. So we don't have enough safe areas for the amount of people that we're inviting. That's why in this stage we cannot gather here at the center. We are in contact with that department and army, and we're constantly checking when we can come back to our activities. And we'll let you know the moment we can. If you have any questions, you can call Marek, and we'll keep updating. That's it. Reader. Rav, would you like to summarize the lesson?
Thank you all for being in the lesson. I really enjoyed to be with you, and also the topic of the lesson. So we will continue, God willing, tomorrow. Be healthy, and we will advance.
Amen.
Bye.
Thank you, Rav. Today's schedule. Or on Saturday, Saturday 11 of November at 5:30, there's going to be a virtual meal on the Avot. And today at 7, we're going to have the program Building a Spiritual Society in Hebrew. It's going to be on Zoom. And the link will be sent later. And today on Wednesday at 10, basic concepts of the wisdom of Kabbalah, 10:30 the news, and at noon the noon lesson will end with a song.
Together we can hear. Through the fire we will find a place above the fear. A melody in every heart is waiting to be heard. We will sing with one desire, His song will fill the world.
Sobre un mar de odio hoy luchamos por el bien, nos abrazaremos ya, la ola va a llegar. Un lejano faro está brillando sin cesar, toda nuestra transgresión cubrimos con amor.
Shachar, Me'oreh.
кончившееся зло станет вдруг добром. Как заполнить пустоту вечным естеством? Как из плачения сердец вырвется мольба? Все прегрешения покрыв любовью навсегда.